WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. That's Richmond Independent Radio, Radio for the rest of us.
Radio that is the sound of surprise.
Hey now, and you just were listening to Eric Walters and Why Dear Folk for this lovely Tuesday
and
evening.
And now you are listening to The Edge of Americana.
That's right. My name is Josh.
And this is Otto.
I'm driving across the Lee Bridge, Otto, today. It was just gorgeous. Lovely sunset.
Fall is finally starting to settle in here.
Goodness.
It can get a little cooler. Hey, we're doing a 78 RPM show tonight, right?
Yeah, although we're doing digital 78. We're doing digitalized 78 RPMs tonight.
We have a box of 78s that are begging to be played, but we need a 78 player that we can hook up here in the studio, and so that has not come to fruition yet.
But it will, shortly.
So tonight it's digital copies of 78 RPMs. Commercial releases, pre-war, pre-1941.
Yeah, mostly, I mean, I think mostly pre-1935 for the most part is what we're looking at here. I don't know about you, but most of my stuff is anyway. So.
This will be a Herald-approved show, I think.
Maybe. It's
safe
you
to
never
say.
Know. You never know. Some of it might be a little too new for him. So it's 7 o'clock, and I think we're going to just jump right in. Give us a call, 804-649-9737. If there's something that is pre-war that you want to hear, you can call us, and we might have it, although, you know, we might not.
We probably do.
If anyone does, we're likely to. So, Otto, what are you going to start us with?
Here's some Charlie Burse here from the Memphis Jug Band.
From the Memphis Mudcats.
Hey, right. Josh.
Nope.
Thank you. This is genuine Cajun breakdown music as heard in Evangeline country.
I see a haze of snowy white, I see a window with light. I seem to hear them both beside. Where is my wandering boy tonight? I got the Blue Ridge Mountain blues, and I stand right here to say, every day I'm counting till I climb that mountain in that Blue Ridge far away.
And here we are.
On the edge of Americana.
That was nice, man. We're getting pretty good at finishing each other's sentences. What did we just hear, Otto? That was very pretty.
That was something called Allison's Sacred Harp Singers. The song was called Weeping Pilgrim. And we're going to be doing a fair amount of sacred harp stuff here in the next week or two coming up to the Richmond Folk Festival.
That's right.
The Sand Mountain Sacred Harp Singers will be singing there, so we'll be spinning a lot of that kind of stuff.
And sacred harp singing, for those of you who don't know, is basically... each person is assigned kind of a portion of the tune, whether it's the bass or the tenor or the soprano part, and it's all solfege, which is that do re mi fa sol la ti da. And you heard them at the beginning of the song, kind of setting up the key and setting up their parts, and then they sang the words.
The other thing that's kind of nice about this stuff is it essentially is a set of songs that are from two books that were published in the mid 19th century. One of them was called the Southern Harmony. Sacred Harp book, and the repertoire has basically been sung pretty much the same for the last 150 years out of these two songbooks, these two hymnals. So it's kind of a line into the early 19th century gospel music tradition, so the white gospel tradition. Josh, what did we hear before the Sacred Harp stuff?
Before that, we had by request some J.E. Maynard's Mountaineers, and that was the Blue Ridge Mountain Blues. Boy, the things I don't know about J.E. Maynard are many. But I will find out what I can. He's born in the late 1800s, very late 1800s, and recorded a lot of songs. One of my favorite songs actually ever recorded, Run Mountain, was recorded by him. And that one was for Harold. That was Blue Ridge Mountain Blues from a Fuel 2000 release. Fuel 2000, another, I believe, one of these British labels who's co-opting all of our American music and putting it out because we're not doing a good enough job putting it out ourselves.
Maybe really. Also because the copyrights are a little more relaxed, too.
And before that, Otto, what was that? That was cool.
It was some Cajun stuff there. That was Dennis McGee, the great Cajun fiddler, from a Yazoo compilation called The Complete Early Recordings of Dennis McGee, doing Real, R-E-E-L, Real Cajun.
And before that, we had Doc Roberts, great fiddler and also great mandolin player in that case, doing the Honeymoon Stomp. Doc Roberts, also born at the very end of the 1800s in Kentucky, and he recorded a lot for Paramount and for Gennett and for Arc as well. And the Honeymoon Stomp was recorded, I don't have a date for that. But anyway, moving on.
All the stuff we're doing tonight is pre-war commercial recordings here. No field recordings, no contemporary folk, no contemporary old time. This is all stuff that was recorded for the commercial labels before 1940.
Yeah.
And so where are we going next, Josh?
Well, you started with that Charlie Burse, and we'll just say that for now. Right now, I want to hear one of my favorites from this period is John Dillashaw, a.k.a. 7 Foot Dilly. And 7 Foot Dilly and his Dill Pickles. He was a guitarist from North Georgia, and he was one of these guys who just couldn't shut up. And what you're going to hear is two tracks.
Not unlike us.
Yeah. You're going to hear two tracks. The first one is called Spanish Fandango, although it doesn't really sound like the melody Spanish Fandango, but it's him just telling this kind of rambling, kind of surreal story. And then following that, we'll hear a fiddle tune called Badly Brown. So let's get on with it. You can give us a call, 804-649-9737, if you'd like.
Me and my gal went out for a boogie ride. I went around to the liver complaint stable, hired myself a four-wheel horse and a bobtail buggy. Went skeeting around the corner and throwed my gal out. Skinned my gal up all over. I had to go down to the drugstore and get some of these things you call sticking plaster. Stuck them all over my gal. Stuck one on that little place up there on her nose. She says, my boy, when you get me in another wreck like this, you'll know it. She don't want to be broke up. She should be separated, though. There's too much of it. Day or two after that, I was going along down the street. My right hand began to take cramp around a chicken's leg. I looked around and my gal was trying to get her one, too. She says, boy, if the police see you, he'll put you under the jail. I don't like the rations down there. They don't feed you good. Place smells bad. Day or two after that, I was going along down the road. Not a thing of a thing in the world. Walked into a little store. I bought myself a Brogan hat, studs and pair of shoes, box totes, pair of socks. All dressed up and nowhere to go. Ain't it awful? Well, I guess I better put these clothes on and see how I look. Go and see my gal again. We go strolling down the road together. See an old lady sitting out on the porch, knitting thread and thrashing peas. My gal says, boy, you'll never get me in a job like that. Don't like that kind of work. She'd rather have a powder puff, play with lipstick. Wants permanent waves, fine clothes, silk stockings and high-heeled shoes. That don't suit me. I ain't got much money. Times is mighty hard. Day or two after that, I was going along down that country road. Looked away over in the field. Rail fence over there. I seen somebody on the other side. It was this gal of mine. I went over there. She oozed up close to the fence, and I oozed up close to the fence. She gave me one sweet kiss right at the back of my neck, just below my nose. Think my nose must have been leaking. She jumped back and slapped me. She's kind of nervous. She don't like to be kissed in the daytime. She'd rather have the dark. She's a late baby. Well, I don't care so much about this gal of mine. She's too big. Weighs 225 pounds. 4 feet and a half tall and wears a number 7 shoe. We both can't ride in the same buggy. I guess that's why she fell out in the first place.
Of you driving by me, baby, all the time. I'm tired of you driving me by me, baby, all the time. And if you want me to love you, you sure got to take your time. Me, baby, you don't have to pay me no mind. I said, if you don't want me, baby, you don't have to pay me no mind. Well, I done got tired of you driving me all the time.
Local musicians Jonathan Vassar and the Speckled Bird team up with artist Michael Leese to create So Long, Not Goodbye, a slow song for Swifts, to bid a fond farewell to the city's chimney Swifts before they migrate south for winter. This free public event takes place downtown Monday, October the 4th, from 6 to 8 p.m. in the parking lot at Grace and Adams Street. Preceding the performance, Mary Elfner, a National Audubon Society environmental scientist, will discuss the habitat, nesting, and migration of chimney swifts.
and in conjunction with the exhibition Imaging South Africa Collection Projects by Simone Allen, WRIR and VCU's Anderson Gallery are sponsoring In the Groove, a conversation about collecting and curating African music with WRIR's DJs Bill Lupoletti and David Noyes and artist Simone Allen, Wednesday, September the 29th at 6 p.m. These three passionate collectors of African music will discuss their motivations, methods, and discoveries. Event and exhibition are free and open to the public at the Anderson Gallery, 907 and a half West Franklin. More information is available at www.vcu.edu/arts/gallery.
And you're listening to the pre-war 78 version of Edge of Americana today.
It's the weird America here.
Yes, indeed. Right now I'm talking over top of the Carter Brothers, Carter Brothers and Son, Kimmy Chawla Tobacco.
And before our little PSAs, we're doing some Memphis stuff.
Yeah, we took a trip to Beale Street. You heard Gus Cannon and his Jug Stompers doing Going to Germany.
And then we had the Memphis Jug Band doing, Tired of You Driving Me.
That's right. And we started it with two from John Dillashaw, a.k.a. 7 Foot Billy, doing Bad Lee Brown and Spanish Fandango. Both of those recorded sometime in 1929. And John Dillashaw was a strange figure indeed, a hilarious figure in old-time music to me. And
what'd you say, 7 Foot Dilly?
7 Foot Dilly. That was 7 Foot Dilly and his Dill Pickles. Yes. And
it's a big name.
Yeah, it is. So it's 7:32, and we're just cruising right through. What do we got on
him? We got Sam McGee now. We're going to do Chevrolet Car.
All right, so here he is, Sam McGee.
Chevrolet, it's better than the Dodge or a Ford Coupe. I would swear my name to this good fact. She's the next car now to her Cadillac. I love my baby, but crazy about my car is the best at last. I love my baby, but crazy about my Chevrolet. Chevrolet will beat them all. I love my baby, but crazy about my Chevrolet. The Chevrolet car, she is so keen, the prettiest little car that I've ever seen. She is worth her weight in silver or gold. She's the best little car that's ever been sold. I love my baby, but crazy about my Chevrolet. If you want to win a sweetie, I will tell you what to do. Just drive your Chevy down Fifth Avenue. Well, the Chevrolet motor, she hums like a bee. You can have the other car, but let my Chevy be. I love my baby, but crazy about my Chevrolet.
Thank you. himself now with moonshine cake. Look out, here she comes.
This is Thomas White, host of Business Matters. We're excited to bring our radio program to Richmond on WRIR. Each week, we bring you the voices of analysts, advocates, and activists who provide a different perspective on the news so you can find out the real truth, a truth you won't find on other media, so you can decide how to change what you don't like. Tune in Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRIR-LP, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
Oh, my first day in court, I wish to report, then witness a story so true. Oh, and as they closed his case, a young man raised his face and began all the facts to review. Oh, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and those who refuse it are few. While I know I've done wrong, the temptation is strong when they call for that Mountain Dew. Oh, the deacon drove by in his auto so shine, said his family was down with the flu, and he thought that honor just to get him a quart of good old Mountain Dew. Yes, he called it that old Mountain Dew, said those who refuse it are few. So I thought that I ought to just get him a quart of good old Mountain Dew. The doctor who phoned just to see me alone one night about half past two said he'd close up his mug if I fill a pit jug with good old Mountain Dew. Yes, he call it that old Mountain Dew. I said to those who refuse it, a few. So I closed up his mug when I filled a pit jug with good old Mountain Dew. The conductor said with a nod of his head, my wife, she never knew that I take my fun when I'm out on my run. So bring me a quart or two of good old Mountain Dew. For those who refuse it, a few. But his wife said to me, you can bring me three by the time his train is due. My attorney began to turn the lid on the can. I knew then my case was lost. Said his honor to me, I will set you free if you will pay the cost. For they call it that old Mountain Dew, and those who refuse it are few. But you acted the man when you took that stand to swear what is so true.
If you like having independent news in Richmond, if you like WRIR independent news, then vote for WRIR to get a $50,000 grant. The money will build a community newsroom for use by citizen journalists. You can vote every day online and text. Vote online at refresheverything.com/WRIR and text by calling 73774 and texting 102304. Call 73774 and text 102304. Vote online at refresheverything.com/WRIR. Vote and text every day for WRIR Community Newsroom.
All you listeners out in Radio Land here, what Josh is doing is he's playing a little background music. What's the professional term for this, Josh?
That is a music bed. Just lay
a
down.
Music bed.
Lay your ears down in my music bed. It's a king size, plenty of room.
This one's a little springy.
Yeah, well, sometimes that bed's a-bouncing.
Something in my lower back there.
So that was an interesting version of Mountain Dew, a song that
Bascom Lamar Lunsford,
yeah,
the attorney from Asheville, wrote that song, and that was him performing it.
Yeah,
the guy
way more lyrics than I know.
Yeah, it goes on there. He actually, I was reading here on the internet, he sold the rights to that song away for a bus ticket to Asheville, but Mr. Lunsford relied on the kindness of strangers because many years later. He was assigned back 50% of his royalties for that song, and he lived a long time. He lived to be 90 years old, so he managed to do okay by that.
Yeah, good for him.
Josh, what was before that?
We had some Fiddlin' John Carson for Harold. Since She Took My Liquor From Me, that's from a document release. That's Volume 7 of Fiddlin' John Carson on document, just to show how many sides John Carson recorded.
Seven CDs.
Yeah, and document, they stack them pretty thick with, they're doing 20 tracks per CD.
Right.
So that was 1930 to 1934. I'm not sure of the exact date of that recording, but I love that man's voice. He really had this emotive quality. Both him and Bascom Lamar Lunsford had this very kind of emotive, grab you by the heartstrings quality of their voice.
And a scratchy fiddle if there ever was one.
Yeah, for sure. For that, something less scratchy, Arthur Smith Trio.
Which was Arthur Smith and a pair of brothers, the Delmore Brothers.
Delmore Brothers. And I was just reading about them, how they would, back in the day, they would kind of, the record labels, they were on different labels, and the labels would take the same recording, and Arthur Smith's label would put it out under the Arthur Smith Trio, and then the Delmore's label would put it out under the Delmore Brothers, the exact same recording.
Very
so they were double dipping.
And the name of that recording was the Sugar Tree Stomp.
Yeah, it's a very famous recording.
A county compilation called Nashville, the Early String Bands.
Frank Blevins and his Tar Heel Rattlers before that with an interesting version of Fly Around My Pretty Little Miss. It's usually a tune that's in D, however that one is in G, and they've got a different B section on it. And they recorded a bunch of sides for Columbia when Frank Blevins was, he was only 15, he's playing the fiddle on those, him and his brother Ed, with two Ds, Ed with two Ds. And that was Fly Around My Pretty Little Miss.
And then before that, we started out with Sam McGee, the great Sam McGee, mm-hmm. doing an ode to his Chevrolet car.
Yep.
Also from the Nashville Early String Bands.
And that's where we are. It's 7:51 here on Edge of Americana. And we're going to get right back into the music here. Otto, what do you have?
I've got a little Irish stuff, actually, if you want to jump to something I've got. It's the Lasses of Donnybrook.
Oh, that sounds nice. The Lasses of Donnybrook. Let's hear it.
Thank you. How are you, Charlie Bowman?
Hello there,
Why,
Wilson.
hello, Wilson. All right, all right.
Now, listen, what are you boys doing up here in the woods like this?
Well, I tell you, we're making a little liquor, and drinking a little liquor, and selling a little liquor along.
You got some here. Smells mighty good. What is that?
Oh, that you smelling so loud?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, that's tater brandy.
Well, can I taste it?
Can you taste it?
Yeah.
Well, sure you can. Just wait till I get you a quart here. And...
All right, boy.
My, but he takes
boy,
a big one, don't
he? That's good, though. That's good.
Oh, you like it.
Now
I
listen,
see you like
who
it.
Is that little runt over there with his banjo around his neck?
Oh, that little runt on the stump over
yeah.
there? Well, that's my brother, Walter Bowman.
It is.
Yeah.
Right. How'd it do?
Hello
there, boy. Charlie, you still play the fiddle, do you?
Oh, sure, I hang to the old fiddle.
Well, you know, since your boy's got all the instruments up here, why, I play guitar. Let's have a little tune.
Oh, you play the guitar?
Yeah.
Well, get that guitar sitting in that tree there, and we'll have a little tune.
All right, here you go. What's going to be the first thing we'll play?
Oh, the first number, let me see. The first tune is an old tune called Money in Both Pockets. Goes something like this.
Let it go. That sounds good.
All right, get right, boys. What do you say? Let it go.
Well, that sounds good. That's a doggone good piece of music, but it don't fit my pockets, Charlie.
It don't fit your pockets?
No, have you got anything any better, any different than that?
Oh, let me see. You want something to suit your pockets?
That's it, exactly.
All right, let me see. Well, all right, I'll play another tune.
Well, what is it?
Boys, my money's all gone.
That's it, exactly. That
now,
fits
now,
me.
Now, that suits you better.
Yeah, that suits
I
me.
Think it suits the gang better, so here, let's
all
play
right,
it.
Let
something
go.
Like this.
That's right.
You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond.
Can I show? Get off, you railroad bum. He slammed the boxcar door. Above. Nobody seems to want
me, or lend me a helping hand. I'm on my way from Frisco, I'm going back to Dixieland. Though my pocketbook is empty and my heart is full of pain, I'm 1,000 miles away from home, just waiting for a train.
From Asheville, North Carolina.
That was nice. Is that right? Is he from Asheville?
Yeah, I think so. Asheville, North Carolina. Well, he was all over the place, but I think when he first got when he was recorded at the Bristol Sessions, he was living in Asheville at the time. That was Jimmy Rogers, of course, Waiting for a Train.
And before that, we had Charlie Bowman and his brothers. And his brothers were Argel Bowman and Elbert Bowman and J.W. Bowman.
Josh, that was pretty cool. They just happened to be having a drink.
It's amazing the way that they happen to have that recording equipment there when they just happened to be – it was just happenstance had that they had their instruments.
Yeah, they were drinking some Mountain Dew, yeah, and then they just grabbed their instruments and played.
And that was, of course, just an example of one of the many asinine skits that's been recorded on 78 back in the day. And if that's if you're calling right now, you're going to have to wait just a few seconds because
we'll
we're talking.
We'll get to you.
Before that, we had another Jimmy Rogers tune.
Yeah, Blue Yodel No. 2 by the Rhythm Wreckers.
Uh-huh. I bet you whoever's calling in, whoever that might be, is calling in to correct one of us on something. That was the Rhythm Wreckers, and that, although it sounded like a very modern recording, was what, did you say 1937?
1937 recording. So we're still, Josh and I, are trying to keep it before 1940 here tonight on our 78 RPM. Show.
And Charlie Poole before that, Leaving Home, that great version of Frankie and Johnny that he did. I don't know the date on that, but I guarantee it was pre-war.
And then before that, we started out with some Irish music. The Richmond Folk Festival's coming, don't you know? And that was Paddy Dolan and his Melody Boys doing The Lasses of Donnybrook.
And that was very nice. I like the bones on that one. Well, it's 8:08, and I want to let you know that opening in the 20th Century Galleries of the Virginia Museum of Fine Art, Chuck Close, People Who Matter to Me, presents works by Chuck Close spanning a 35-year period from 1974 to the present. The exhibition brings together works from VMFA's permanent collection with loans from Francis Lewis and from the artist himself. Sidney and Francis Lewis enjoyed a warm friendship with Close, and this exhibition celebrates that connection and presents a broad overview of Close's work. This exhibit is free.
Underwriting support for WRIR comes from the Outback Concerts, presenting Bob Dylan and his band in concert at John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville on November the 10th at 8 p.m. Tickets and information are available on the web at johnpauljonesarena.com.
Sounds like a good time. Well, here's one for maybe someone who's calling us right now. Give you a little Fields Ward and his Grayson County Rail Splitters with Ain't That Trouble in Mind. It's 8:09.
Trouble in mind. in mine, ain't that trouble in mine.
ever seen. Old John going to the road, his hat on his head, no snow on his feet, begging for rain. Long gone, long gone, long gone.
Thank you. I hear your last remarks by clarion. A pity is a nice young man and whom God loves dearly. Me and my gal and Susan Moore have a good time where we go. She don't wear no, yes she do. She don't wear no Sunday shoes. If I had my weed and go, get all the women under my control. They don't wear no Sunday shoes. They don't wear no, yes they do. And my wife is on the farm, really feeling cause ain't no harm. Am I right, said right or wrong? When you get a good thing, give it along. And my wife is on the farm, really feeling cause ain't no harm. Am I right, said right or wrong? When you get a good thing, give it along. Well, I got a shoes and my don't wear buckskin shoes. Well, never care. She don't wear no, yes, she do. She don't wear no Sunday shoes. Feet so slim and waist so small. She can't wear no shoes at all. She don't wear no, yes, she do. She don't wear no Sunday shoes. Got a gal in Baltimore Street, car run right by door, $100 carpet on the floor, but enough about some more. Me and my gal in Tuesday Road have a good time away with God. She don't wear no Sunday shoes, she don't wear no Sunday shoes. If I had my wedding gold, get all the women under my control. They don't wear no Sunday shoes. They don't wear no Sunday shoes. Me and my wife sit on the farm, really feeling good. There ain't no harm. Am I right, said right or wrong? When you get a good thing, shove it along.
On the next Radio Lab.
If you tell me the average speed of walking in some city X.
And only the walking speed?
That's right. I can tell you how much crime there is in the city, the average wage, number of theaters, number of colleges, the population, and the number of AIDS cases it's going to have this year.
Taking the pulse of a city. That's on the next Radio Lab. Join us.
Radio Lab airs Monday, 1 to 2 p.m., right here on 97.3 FM and online at WRIR.org.
I got a gal in Baltimore, says the Georgia Crackers. And I'm trying to find some information on the Georgia Crackers, and I'm having a hard time. There were, in the history of recorded music, there have been a number of Georgia Crackers, including the backup band to Emmett Miller, which included people like Gene Krupa and Eddie Lang, but that is not the band that I'm talking about here. I think maybe some of the Kofer brothers were in the Georgia Crackers, but I'm not sure. Anyway, that's a great song. I've got a gal in Baltimore. It's kind of repetitive, just the way I like my old time music.
Yeah, it's peppy stuff. Hey, you're listening to The Edge of Americana, and this is Otto.
Hey, and it's Josh.
And we're doing a show tonight of 78 RPM commercial releases. This is a Herald-approved show.
We've got the approval.
the good stamp of Herald is on this show.
1927.
Nice.
Okay.
So let's see. Before that peppy number, we had the Sheeler family doing Billy Grimes' The Rover from Times Ain't Like They Used to Be, early American rural music. And that Billy Grimes' The Rover song has been covered by bands as diverse as the Grateful Dead and the New Lost City Ramblers. I got that right? Yeah. And then what did we have before that, Josh?
Before the Sheeler family, we had two from Burnett and Rutherford, from Dick Burnett and Leonard Rutherford. Lost John, recorded in November of 1926, and Grandma's Rag, I'm not sure when that one was recorded, truthfully, but Dick Burnett from Monticello, Kentucky. Don't say Monticello. That's Monticello. And Leonard Rutherford from right near there, too. Recorded a lot of songs and traveled around from the mid-1920s all the way up to in basically until the 1950s playing music. And then basically they stopped. And by the time Dick Burnett died, anyway, it seemed like he didn't really have an impression as to exactly what an influence he'd had on old-time music. But among the other influences he had, he wrote a little song that's frequently requested as Play, O Brother, Where Art Thou, but is actually Man of Constant Sorrow is the name of the song. Before that, we had a really nice tune, too.
Yeah, sort of a bluesy number by a guy named Henry Thomas called Bob McKinney.
Henry Thomas traveled around a lot on the railroads, and he played guitar, and he also played pan flute with his guitar, which is an interesting mix for sure. Fields Ward and Grayson County Rail Splitters started us off with Ain't That Trouble in Mine. I believe that was recorded at those famous Richmond, Virginia sessions, actually.
We featured that in the show a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we did. And so what are we going to do now, Otto? What do you got?
Well, what are we going to do a war horse here. This is a little Robert Johnson, Love in Vain.
All right, let's hear it. Give us a call, 804-649-9737.
Thank you. South, Birmingham, the first stop.
WRIR's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman and Knowles. Kaufman and Knowles is a full-service law firm serving the legal needs of Richmond area businesses in commercial litigation, commercial real estate, corporate law, municipal finance, employment, and securities law. Kaufman and Knowles, Richmond lawyers serving the needs of Richmond business. For further information, you can call 804-771-5700 or www.kaufmanandknowles.com.
And here we are. It's 8:45. It's almost time for the Lee Show, but not quite.
You are listening to the Edge of Americana, and this is Otto.
And this is Josh. And we just heard from possibly one of the most popular bands of their times, really. Get Tanner and his Skillet Lickers.
Josh, who's that? There's this high falsetto voice in the background there. Who was that?
That was Gid Tanner himself.
I see. I was saying off mic to Josh, actually, that his falsetto and that little shtick he's doing back there reminds me of Bob Wills a little bit. And I wondered if Bob Wills grew up listening to those records or as a young man.
It's hard to say. You know, you listen to Bob Wills, and there's probably a moment where he just did that, and then it stuck, and
it
became his thing,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was Casey Jones. Before that, Bill Brown and His Brownies, of whom I could find very little information besides the fact that that was recorded in 1927. That was called Hot Lips, and that's from a collection from Joe Bussard, the great collector of music on Old Hat Records.
In Bethesda, Maryland. And then before that, we had Ted Sharp, Hinman and Sharp, doing a great fiddle tune called Robinson County.
And that's some Arkansas fiddle in there. And the Madisonville String Band before that with the B-flat rag, one of those great country rags. That's from a lot of what I'm playing tonight is from a website from a fellow up named Amit Baiku, who lives up in New England, who's digitized tons and tons of 78s, and that's at 1001tunes.com, and that's 1001, 1001tunes.com. Before that,
Love
classic.
Love in Vain, Robert Johnson, from the Complete Recordings way back in like 1989 or 1990. I think it was 1990 that was released, actually.
Not recorded. But
that famous reissue.
Way back in 1990.
That famous reissue.
Yeah, that's right, because I got that when it was new, back when I was just a boy of 12 or 13
years old. That was the first, for all you record collecting geeks out there, that was the first million-selling box set.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how about it?
I just sold a million copies of that thing.
How about it?
Well, Josh, we're almost done. What are we going to do here to finish up the show?
I don't know.
Before we sign off, I want to talk about next week's show.
Mm-hmm.
The Richmond Folk Festival is coming up next weekend. So next Tuesday, we're going to do on Edge of Americana a show that's going to focus on present and past performers from the Folk Festival. And I've got to get one more confirmation, but I'm hopeful that we're going to have Peter Rowan on the air with a little live interview.
Cool.
So
and if
be,
I don't, I'm
thing.
Not sure whether I'm here or not, but if I'm here, maybe I'll give some opinions about the Folk Festival.
Maybe you will.
But before that, let's talk about Bessie Jackson, a.k.a. Lucille Bogan, possibly one of the...
What are we going to play, Josh?
We're going to play a song which does not feature any four-letter words.
No shaving songs.
No, we're not going to hear Shave 'em Dry, not Volume 1, 2, or 3 of Shave 'em Dry. Lucille Bogan... famously foul-mouthed 1930s singer. Here she's doing one where she only intimates at what she's talking about. This is the Stew Meat Blues.
Very nice.
A man say I had something look like new. He wanted me to credit him for some of my stew. Say he's going up the river, trying to sell his sack. He would pay me for my stuff when the boat get back. Now you can go on up the river, man, and sell your sack. You can pay me for my stew when the boat get back. I got good stew, and it's got to be sold. The price ain't high, and I want to get you told. Go on up the river, man, and sell your thing. It'll be stew meat here, baby, when the boat gets back. You want me to do? Give you my stew meat and credit you too. You go on up the river, try and sell your sack. Cause I have my stew meat here when that boat gets back. I credit one man, it was to my sorrow. It's cash today, credit tomorrow, so hurry up the river. Baby, try to sell your sack. It's gonna be meet him when that boat get back. Try my stuff one time, you can't get enough. So go on up the river, man, and sell your sack. Cause the stuff will be here, baby, when the boat get back.
grave, this creation is a spoonful. Big time mules, the plantation and a spoonful. Spoonful, just a spoonful. Just a spoonful, just a spoonful. To joy, and I go to jail for a spoonful. I go to jail, I don't want no bail for a spoonful. My baby said I couldn't get that spoonful. I said, look here, gal, don't you fool with me about my spoonful. Walk the street all night long looking for my spoonful. Spoonful, for my spoonful. I said, look here, gal, only fooling me about that spoonful. It's a spoonful, it's a spoonful. My baby cried all night long for a spoonful. She thought that she wasn't gonna get that little old spoonful. Police called me, he knocked me down for a spoonful. I caught the train, I left the town for a spoonful.
Ain't no use trying to hide on me. I know something on you. If you don't like my peaches, don't you shake my tree. Get out of my heart, you let the sweet fruit be.
Ain't no use trying to hide on me. I know something on you.
Well, we're almost out of here, folks. It's been fun being pre-war with you here on Edge of Americana. I'm Josh.
And I'm Otto. Thank you for listening.
You just heard Charlie McCoy and the Jackson Blue Boys doing Hiding on Me. And before that, Charlie Jordan with Just a Spoonful. Started it with Lucille Bogan and Stew Meat Blues. And we're going to go out.
We're going to finish it with Roll My Sweet Baby's Arms. And we're not sure whose version this is. So if somebody knows, give us a call at
804-649-9737. Stay tuned for The Lee Show featuring...
Hospitality.
What kind of hospitality, Lee?
Southern hospitality.
So break out your pineapples. Here comes the Lee Show.
She must think I don't love her like I used to. Ain't that a foolish idea? Sometimes there's change in the ocean. Sometimes there's change in the sea. Sometimes there's change in my old true love, but there's never no change in me. Mama, the ginger cake baker. Sister can weave and can spin. Dad's got an interest in that old cotton mill. Just watch that old money roll in. They tell me her parents do not like me. They have drove me away from the door. If I had all my time to go over, I would never go back anymore. Where were you last Friday night when I was lying in jail? Walking the streets with another man. Wouldn't even go my bail.